The Racing Pulse Trials Expert opens up the Trial Files.
The Trial Files is back, and we need Glenn Ingram to help us find plenty of winners, especially heading to Saturday and all the trialers. How are you, mate? How was the spring?
Yeah, not great. We're just talking about
tough carnival.
It was a tough carnival. But I reckon we've got a couple in today, especially tonight. I think we'll get the cash tonight, definitely. Ooh. So, we're very
like
hopeful.
That. All right, that is very good. We will hold fire on those. So we'll keep the listeners tuned in, because we'll go through the trials. And a couple of these ones really are pertaining to Saturday as well and the two-year-olds. But first of all, Odeon, he's been a good galloper for a long time. He's back on Saturday. How has he trialled?
I thought he's trialled excellent. He had a very good jump out, albeit quiet, at Flemington prior to this. And then backed it up here with the trial. This was a very sharp performance. He raced on the speed here, finishing a narrow second. Was not asked for an effort at any stage by the rider, John Allen. Goes to the Kevin Heffernan first up over 1,300 metres. I think he's tracking beautifully. So Linda Meach takes the ride. Interesting to note that the blinkers come off this preparation.
Mm. Yeah, it's been a while between drinks, but he's always around the mark, isn't he?
Yeah, so 1,300 might be a little bit short of his best, but yeah, he's going well, so it could be a chance.
We just spoke to Robbie Lang a little earlier this morning about Celestial Soul, who you've highlighted from the trials, which it wasn't hard to miss. Gee, it looked good, didn't it?
It did, yeah. He was a little bit green late there. I hadn't seen that before. He's had a couple of good jump outs at Cranbourne prior to that, and I think he's shown above average ability. I think he's going great. He let down nicely there to win in quick time.
All right. Who else took your eye from the Cranbourne trials?
I thought the standout performer was the three-year-old filly in heat 11, Villa Blanca from the Busted and Young stable. It's returned in great fashion here with an outstanding win in fast time. Just jumped fair, but mustered really good early speed and ran a quick first 600, shot away to win that heat by 5 lengths, eased down. She was a really promising two-year-old. I think Damien Oliver rode on debut at Moonee Valley and had no luck, so probably should have won on debut. But yeah, I think she's in for a big prep.
All right. Scorpius, another one we should be following.
Yeah, nice three-year-old colt with Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. Excellent jump out at Caulfield. And then he sat on the speed and was ridden along, but was very strong late. So I think he can measure up to benchmark 64 grade when he resumes.
There's one that you've picked from the Ballarat jump outs as well.
Yeah, a $700,000 purchase at the 2018 Karaka yearling sales. A three-year-old filly, Feline Advisory, trained by Maren Eustace. Big Tavistock filly, big strong filly. She jumped out quickly here, sat second outside the leader, and went on to win the heat under very light riding. She did most of her best work sort of past the post. So she's a typical Tavistock who will get out to middle distance trips over time.
All right. Well, that is one that we will put an asterisk down for when we get to see it at the track, a $700,000 purchase. And then Caulfield jump outs is one which hasn't been named as yet, but we need to keep an eye on this breeding from the Mick Kent and Mick Price Jr. stable.
Yeah, lovely two-year-old filly by Written Tycoon out of Fontiton. I don't know if you remember Fontiton,
Michael. I certainly do, yeah.
Yeah, very good two-year-old. And she looks to have taken her mother's form here. This was an excellent jump out. She showed really good early speed that ran quick time alongside another galloper there. They went to the line together. Damien Oliver rode in the jump out, and I'd be interested to see if he sticks with her on race day.
All right. Ridden Tycoon Fontiton. We will keep an eye out to see where she is and what she ends up being named. We had some Tatura trials as well. Anything from Tat?
Yeah, we've gone wide at Tat. Heat 2, over 1,450 metres, is Renegade, a five-year-old gelding with Team McAvoy. Hasn't raced for 43 weeks. Still eligible for a benchmark 64. His jump out at Flemington recently was superb, running good time under a hold. He's then followed up with a good trial here, extending late with plenty in hand on the line. He's by Commands, which we know are a late maturing breed, and there's potentially some upside with him.
All right. Well, that's one to follow there. And another one from Team McAvoy that you like.
Yeah, out of the same stable. This is a talented five-year-old, Overexposure. He's been off the scene for 77 weeks. He returned with a jump out at Flemington, which I thought was just fair, but it may have been just fitness, because he's then improved on that performance here with a good trial over 850 metres, doing his best work late and fast time. He'll likely need one more before he resumes.
All right. Now, before we get on to your tips, and I know you've got a lot of tips from Moonee Valley to Sandown to today and tonight, The Merson Cooper on Saturday for the two-year-olds. Have you had a good look at the two-year-olds in the Merson Cooper and the jump-outs around them?
Yes, I've had a look at the two-year-olds. The best of the race, I thought, was Tagaloa from
was
the
really
Young Stable. Wasn't he? Yeah. I mean, he was awkward out of the gates there and might have got a bit lost, as a lot of them do, up the straight first time.
Well, I interviewed him on Ten's coverage, and what he said is ringing in my ears, because he said, I really like this horse. Not sure about today because he doesn't know what's going on. Just follow him next start.
Really?
And I love the way he hit the line.
Yeah. And look, he had a couple of jump outs early and he had no idea what he was doing in the gate. So that's he's improved on that. He's getting better. So he's definitely going to improve. And yeah, he looks a nice type.
Of the first starters, is Celestial Soul the main one, or are there others?
I think he's the pick. Just with that stable, often their horses leave it out on the track during trial, so I'm a little bit cautious. But Mark Zara takes the ride. You know, he normally finds himself on the best juveniles. And I thought number 10 there, Geist, from the James Cummings Yard. Excellent. Really, really good trial up in Sydney. She's a lovely mover, real athletic, natural two-year-old. Was a little bit slow out. We'll need to jump quicker here. He's drawn wide. That's not such a big deal over 1,000 metres at Sandown, just the one big sweeping bend.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get into your tips then for Sandown. We'll start on Saturday because that is the feature of the weekend. And are they two that you want to be following on Saturday?
I want to back both those first starters, and I'm keeping Tagaloa very safe there. I see Mickey Walker's taking the ride. Later in the day, race 6, number 5, Odeon, who we talked about earlier. I think he's going to run well also. And there's a couple of...
Hang on, I'll just get the odds up here. So Odeon's race 6, number 5. He's a $12 pop, Odeon. And Geist is a $9 pop in the two-year-old race. Celestial Souls at $6. So you can back them both.
Absolutely. Yep, make a profit.
All right, that is Sandown on Saturday. What about the Valley on Friday night?
Yeah, there's two in the last race, Michael, that we've been following at the jump outs. B and Coney Magic's trained by Jerome Hunter. Jerome Hunter's really firing up his team. A lot of his horses have jumped out in the last couple of weeks. This gallop is 4 from 7. He's had 2 good jump outs and an official trial, and I think he's going to run well. He's double figure odds there in...
Well, he was now into $8. $10 into $8.
Okay, yeah. And there's been great money for number 10, who we also black booked off an excellent jump out last start, More Sundays. We know he's beautifully bred out and More Joyous. He's an enigmatic galloper. He's obviously had issues, but his latest jump out was outstanding. Mark Zara takes the ride.
Yeah, it's been backed into $2.90 favourite in that race. So they're the two to watch on Friday night at the Valley. Now, you came in bouncing today. You said, I like a couple today. Where are we going? What races? At Seymour? Do we kick off there?
Our best bet at Seymour scratched, actually, in race 4 there, Moy Shu from the Richard Lambing Stable. That'll likely go to Cranbourne Saturday night, so keep an eye on him. He's a nice galloper. He beat some handy older horses in his jump out. But later in the day, race 7, number 8, Cincinnati Red. Now, this mare's 1 from 19. She's got a really poor strike rate. But going by her jump outs this time in, I'd say she's going the best she's ever gone. And look, she's short enough at about that 380, but she will run really well.
Yeah, she's got good form, just hasn't been able to win around the place. So she is a $4 favourite in race 7, Seymour, today. And then we head tonight to Pakenham. The best?
This is the special, Michael. Pakenham race 5, number 7, Mistress Molly. This horse, she's a 4-year-old mare. She's had 2 starts for a win. She won her maiden at Pakenham at her second race start. And her jump outs this time in have been fantastic. Really, really good. So I thought her dangers were Neighbourhood and Ambitious Gem, who have both been scratched this morning, I see. So I think this race is hers for the taking.
All right. Mistress Molly. So with those scratching, she's now into $3.20. So she's the second favourite behind Tatiara, who Robbie Lane gave a good push for this morning as well. So there's a couple with a good push. Mistress Molly, $3.20. Tatiara is the favourite at $2.80. So maybe take the Quinella as a saver and back Mistress Molly tonight, race 5 at Pakenham.
Sounds good.
All right, mate. Good luck over the week. We will see you next week because this is the intriguing time of the year where the two-year-olds are starting to roll out. So we might even focus on a few of the two-year-olds next week and try and have a look at some of the best ones we've seen and maybe some of the best that are still to be unwrapped.
Plenty heading up to the Magic Millions. That's we'll keep an eye on them.
Good on you, Glenn. Glenn Ingram. The Trial Files. You can read all about it on our website, rsn.net.au.